Hello, good morning, everybody. So it seems to me that yesterday's podcast resonated. Yep. Self-image. It's an important thing to look into, guys. What is the self-image you have of yourself? You can get deeper than this. What is the self? I mean, I'm not going to do it. I'd love to. This stuff fascinates me, but, cover it for book club. We'll debate this stuff in book club where my self-image will clash with your self-image and we'll all have our self-images talk to each other, but actually, we're not even speaking to each other, so a self-image. And then when someone says you said something that's wrong, your self-image gets hurt. And when your self-image gets hurt, you get flustered, and in the end, you hurt someone else's self-image. And really, it's a self-image contest, and no one is directly speaking from one person to another. That's really how the world works, actually. Everyone's got a self-image, and it's pretty protective. Now, there is a theory, and I'm going to get into what I'm actually going to speak about this podcast, but there's a theory that I read in a book, The Unfolding of Language, and it's a brilliant book. And he talks about the reason that our self-image is so defensive is because language developed for the fact that we described everything through the physical world, because that's all we could do, senses and everything, right? So we'd say, like, I've had a hard week, or I'm in a bright mood. So being outside and in the bright light felt nice. So to say I'm in a bright mood made sense, right? Or I've had a hard week. Hard is like tough, it's not great. I've had a hard week, it makes sense, right? So we have to use the physical world to explain the inner world when we're trying to convey ideas. Now, he says in this book that because security came from the physical world in terms of food, weapons, people, right? That equals security, which makes sense. So the more weapons you had, the more food, the more people, kind of, more clothing, more resources, you're safer, you've got more security. Now, what we did, and he says every language has done this, we've taken the physical security inwardly into psychological security. So what we've done is we've mistakenly thought that we must accumulate the self, which makes us more secure. So we must accumulate more and more about ourselves, about a certain aspect of ourselves that becomes more secure. So we need more experiences of X, Y, Z of ourselves that then gives us security. So this self-image becomes basically a hoarding thing that we must keep adding to it. We must keep building the self-image. We must build ourselves up, or something like how we say, right? So then we build this self-image up so much that any act of someone coming and attacking or taking it away from us makes us defensive, makes us react, right? But really, what the Eastern wisdom and Krishnamurti and all these other thinkers were saying is the only time we have peace in our lives is when the self-image is not, because there's nothing there to be defensive, to be working from a center. Because if something is, if you are thinking in terms of the self-image and you're reacting to the world through your self-image, you are reacting to the past, because your self-image is just your experiences and your thoughts and all that, like it says in the book yesterday. Your self-image is a combination of memory experiences. So if you're seeing the world only through your self-image, you're very limited to the world you're seeing. You're limited to how you view things, you're limited to being open-minded and all this stuff, and you're also limited because if that self-image image is attacked, it will kind of, everything becomes revolved around it. So the Eastern wisdom, and we cover in the challenge as well, they're talking about stuff like Buddha said, suffering is part of living, but suffering is basically attachment. And attachment to our self-image is a lot of the root cause of our problems. Wow. We're getting deep here, guys. We're getting deep. I think it's true. So a lot of us have got an attachment to the self-image, and this is either a good or a bad one. So you could be attached to the fact that your self-image is an anxious one, and you've never been able to say something in public speaking before. You've never been able to say something without being embarrassed. You've never been able to wear X, Y, Z. And this attachment to that self-image is the root of the problems. Because if we didn't have any of that self-image, there wouldn't be these problems. Right? Like, for example, people's reputation is a big part of their self-image. They must uphold their reputation. Anything that challenges the reputation becomes a source of anxiety and worry. If you were on a desert island on your own, right, you think about the worldly pressures and so on, this self-image of yours would evaporate, would be gone. There'd be no one to be showing yourself up for. There'd be nobody to be trying to please, and there'd be nobody to try and, like, there'd be no ladder to climb, nothing. This kind of, this, like, inward problem, you know, this vortex of nonsense about ourselves that we worry about would be gone, because there's no relationship to compare it to. You would just be. You would just be on the island living. You would be moving around, and you'd be, you know, if that's what the world was. Does that make sense? Anyway, something to think about. A few quotes from this book that I've been reading, The Pocket Oracle. And I thought they were really on point for us on this journey of health. So I've got three of them to explain, and then I'm going to leave you go and get your one big thing done, which is one big task today, whether that's hitting your protein target, hitting your calories, hitting your steps, maybe it's all three, maybe you've got a workout to do, I don't know. Something, get the momentum going. Okay. Those who think things through are more secure. What's done swiftly will be swiftly undone. But what's to last an eternity must take an eternity. A truly deep mind achieves eternity. What's worth a lot costs a lot. The most precious of metals is the slowest to melt and the heaviest. Brilliant. What's worth a lot costs a lot. What's worth a lot is our health. Without our health, we don't even have a base to have good relationships from, or to be able to improve or maintain our relationships, to go and see people, your friends, your family, whatever. You don't have that base. It costs a lot. Does it cost a lot, though? Maybe it does cost a lot of time to stick, to be healthy, right? But in reality, the cost is minuscule to what you get back. And the profits from putting time into your health are so much that you cannot fathom it. Okay, because you only realise how much you lose when you've lost your health. If you're injured, if you're ill, if you're in hospital, if you can't move, you've got injury, you can't walk, you realise, wow, yeah, it is very costly to lose this, and I don't realise it, and I don't want to be that person. So, you pick a few pains, you know, you pick the, there is... You know, Jim Rohn said you pick two pains, the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. So I said again, Jim Rohn said you either choose the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. Now, I'd argue the pain of discipline doesn't have to be pain at all sometimes, because if you look at the bigger picture, going for a walk, doing exercise, eating well, that shouldn't be any pain when you think of the benefit you're getting from it. You should be smiling from year to year. And in Welsh, we say, gwe. Gwenny or glisty glist about these things, because you're getting a chance to really improve your health, which means you can have a better life. So yeah, think about that. What's done swiftly will be swiftly undone. Lose weight swiftly. I mean, if you're going to lose 30 pounds in a month, it's going to be swiftly undone, let me tell you. If you're going to add muscle through anabolic steroids swiftly, it's going to be swiftly undone, let me tell you. You know, there's all these things that they'll be swiftly undone. Millionaires, lottery winners, swiftly made rich, but 80% end up bankrupt. That's nuts, isn't it? 70 or 80%. So what's swiftly done is swiftly undone. Just remember that. Next one, bide your time. Okay, it indicates a great heart and profound patience. Don't be too hasty or too vehement. That's not even what that means. First master yourself, and then you master others. You must journey through the tracks of time to the centre of opportunity. I love that. Like, this guy's writing is amazing there. You must journey through the tracks of time to the centre of opportunity. It takes time to get to opportunity. Seneca also said, luck is when preparation meets opportunity. Preparation takes time. Opportunity can come any time. Boom. Right? Prudent delay, moderation in your delay, you know, being moderate, allow success to ripen and secret to mature. Time's crutch is more effective than Hercules' club. That's right, it's unbelievable. This is a translation as well, I bet you're using better in Spanish. Time's crutch is more effective than Hercules' club. So Hercules' club, all powerful, all know, you know, what can we say, maybe Thanos' infinity gauntlet. Time's crutch is more effective than, I don't know. What other hero we got? Iron Man suit. No, that's not the same, is it? We've said Hercules. God himself punishes not with the rod, but at the opportune moment. Again, time used there as a punishment, so powerful. A great saying. It is a great one. Are you ready for this? Time and I against any other two. So basically, me and time, tag team versus any other two, we'll win. Fortune rewards patience with a truly great prize. Fortune rewards patience with a truly great prize. Okay, patience in healthy actions. You'll be rewarded greatly for this. Even in ways you don't even think about. It would impact every area of your life so much. It's transformative that you won't be able to connect the dots unless you look back. You know, the self-confidence you're going to get, the freedom from food, the less stressed about stuff, the vibes, essentially, you give off are going to be so powerful. The friendships you make, the people you speak to, you know, the ways other people see you, the way you see yourself, all of this, you can't fathom the difference it has in your life. But it's going to take time, and fortune will reward patience in this regard. Remember that. So true. Last one. Diligent and intelligent. Diligence carries out quickly what intelligence decides upon slowly. Fools love haste, since they never see any difficulty. They act without reflecting. In contrast, the wise are often too unhurried, for scrutiny gives rise to reflection. The ineffectiveness caused by delay can ruin the accuracy of any judgment. Promptness is the mother of good fortune. He who left nothing until tomorrow achieved many great things. An Augustus motto, make haste slowly. Festina lente. We've actually still got some of these coins left, Festina lente coins that we did for our, I think like 3 or 4 years ago. So if anyone wants one of these, you can get through anything one day at a time. Festina lente, which means make haste slowly, let me know. What does this actually mean? So if you look at this, right? He or she who left nothing until tomorrow achieved many things. You've only got from now until bedtime. That's your life. Repeated each day. Okay, that's all your life is made out of, really. So if you don't leave things till tomorrow, which we often do, how much more out of life are you going to get, is the question. And also is to balance it against, so Augustus was the first Roman emperor. He got a lot done. He basically, the famous saying about he turned Rome into a city of bricks, into a city of marble. And he had a saying, make haste slowly. So what this means is it's a contradiction, right? It's like a paradox a bit, where it's like you make haste. So, you know, you've got some force behind your action there. You're not rushing, but you're going for it, but you're doing it slowly. So it's kind of like day to day, we're not leaving anything behind. We're not leaving any stone unturned. So we're not leaving anything until tomorrow. So we're making haste here. We've only got until bedtime tonight. But we're also realizing over time with patience it's going to deliver. So not everything can change today. But if we make the most of today over time, wow, things are going to start changing massively. So we make haste, but we're slowly. Does that make sense? I love it. Honestly, I love it. It's so good. Because obviously Augustus, you think of his terms, he was wanting to change Rome, wanted to use a Roman emperor. He had so many things he wanted to do. But you have Augustus, you can't do it all today because you've got to plan all this out. Okay, but what can we do until bedtime today? Let's focus on doing our best and we'll make haste here, but we deploy patience. I'm not going to be wake up tomorrow expecting Rome to be completely changed tomorrow. But what I will expect is from today till we wake up, till we go to bed, we'll do everything we can. We won't leave something to tomorrow if it can be done today. Now, I would add in there is a bit more to this in terms of understanding that some things can be left till tomorrow. You know, we can relax a bit. We're not Roman emperors, even though I think I am. I'm joking, I don't. Emperor of Wales one day, maybe, is there? Nah, we don't want to be emperors, guys. Everyone's the same. Out with the royals. The ineffectiveness caused by delay can ruin the accuracy. So he's talking here about like some people, okay, so you've got intelligence action. Sometimes, you know, it's gut feeling. You act on it with good information. You go for it. And sometimes delaying something can actually make it worse. So this is really about understanding yourself, obviously. But yeah, I hope you enjoy these like nuggets of wisdom from the 1600s. I really do enjoy them. There's so much truth to them, and if we do take them seriously, I think it can really make a difference to our days. You know, that alone can change your day. Someone, whoever leaves nothing till tomorrow, achieve many great things. Don't leave your health till tomorrow, guys. Your health is today. Even if you know where you want to be with your body fat percentage, you can do healthy behaviors today, which means you're a healthy person because you do it today. And as a side effect of being a healthy person for many days in a row, or multiple days, as many you can tie together, the side effect of that, the byproduct is, yes, you will have less body fat in your body. Yes, your muscles will be stronger. Yes, you will look leaner. Yes, you'll have better blood work when you get tested and everything, your body will be better. Yes, that will happen over time, but you must make haste slowly. Remember it, festina lente. Maybe you all need a coin. But anyway, have a good day, guys, and festina lente.